Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free trial and a free audiobook to keep at audiobooks.com using promo code TRY70. We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Okay, I'm Lloyd Richard, CEO of Cognitive Big Data Systems, and we do software that works with video surveillance cameras. Our software acts as a filter to filter out all the normal activity and give alerts for unusual activity. And also, we have filters for threats like guns. We also have filters that you can detect good things as well.
Okay, so do you take an existing data feed? Do I have to have special cameras? We'll start right at the beginning.
Okay, fantastic.
So where do you get the video from?
So we integrate our software with the video management software at hospitals, airports, schools.
Okay.
And so we get the feed from there.
Okay.
And so it's live monitoring. So wow. We can detect threats within 1 second. We analyze each video frame as it comes in.
Okay, so I've already got my video system in place.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it is.
No.
It's the one I've already installed.
That's correct.
And I'm going to send my feed into your system.
My software.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's analyzing frame by frame.
Frame by frame.
And looking for doing some sort of object recognition stuff in the background.
Well, first off, we actually remember the patterns of activity that's happening in the scene.
Oh.
And then we filter those out. And then that way, when anytime something unusual happens, you can get an alert.
Okay.
And then you have the ability to also add other filters. Like we can create filters that recognize other types of guns. And so like at a school shooting or something, as soon as the person pulls out the gun, we can generate an alert.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
You said within a second?
Yes. We analyze the frames, 30 frames a second.
And okay.
Yes.
All right. So an insignificant amount of delay, less than a second.
Yes.
That's about as instantaneous as technology is.
Yeah, that's right. And kind of, I'll give you a little background. When I worked for government, we had to do target recognition instantly,
you know,
with the sensors from the weapons. So I started investigating technologies that allow you to process data real time. And so I found out that AI was the fastest way to process data in real time, sensor data in real time.
Wow.
Okay. And so with AI, it means that the more data you feed it, the better it gets.
Right. The memory just keeps getting deeper and deeper. And so what happens is it starts to remember what happens on each day of the week and also start to remember what happens at certain times of the day.
Okay.
Yes, so that's
good. Oh, man.
And is it able to, I think I heard you say it's also looking at, like, behavior?
Yes. So
to look for bizarre behavior as well?
Yeah, so, like, if you think about it, when you see things or in we often describe things as, you know, the pixel density of a camera or something like that. So what our software does, it actually remembers the patterns of each pixel and how they relate to each other. So you get the whole frame and the dynamics of the frame. So that's the significance of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does this require, are you doing this with hardware on site? Is this being pushed off site for processing? Where does the video feed actually go to?
Right, and so typically what we would do is we would have a hardware appliance, like a computer.
Sure.
And so the computer is just a regular computer.
Okay.
And the computer can actually fit in your hand so we can probably run up to four cameras off one computer. So it actually is processing that data actually tomorrow I'll be set up in a booth and I actually do my demonstrations on a little Intel Nook computer. So
okay.
You can actually see it training and filtering at the same time.
Gotcha. And then how do the alerts happen? Where do they go?
Yeah, so in video management software, they have the alerting system. So we send alert back through that.
Okay, so the video monitoring system gives you the feed, and then you feed back into it the alerts.
Yes.
So that it handles it the way that it handles it
that's exactly
the way that the, let's say, hospital already is comfortable with.
Right. And so the most significant thing we have here is, if you think about it, you know, in certain locations they have hundreds and even thousands of cameras.
Sure.
So they can't monitor all the cameras, but if they instantiate our software behind the cameras, we can tell them which camera has unusual activity, so they can always be aware of which cameras to actually look at.
So, like, because it's AI and it's constantly learning, so it memorizes and filters out regular activity.
Yes, that's correct.
What's the calibration time on that? Like, how long before it learns what regular activity is again?
Yes. And so, like, so what I typically do to kind of help people understand how fast that works, I can point the camera at a certain field of view, and you can see it's training on that. But then I can just shift the camera to another field of view, and you actually see it.
Oh, it instantly says, hey, something's wrong.
Well, no. It's actually learning that pattern instantaneously, starting to learn
as you move it.
Yeah. So when you move it to a different field of view, you can actually see it start learning that pattern and start filtering things out. But the longer it's on, the more better filtering of it actually.
So it recognizes that the field of view is changing.
Yes.
Not that the behavior within the field of view is changing. It actually recognizes the field of view has changed.
Yeah.
And starts recalibrating based on the
new field of view.
That's right. So each camera has a different field of view. And so that's you get awareness of your whole place and activity around the place.
Okay. So what if the camera is one of those
rotating
automated moving cameras where the field of view is changing?
Yeah.
Does it learn that its field of view is actually
like 180 degrees?
Yeah. So like, it takes 10 seconds to scan the field of view or whatever it does?
Yeah, so in that case, it's actually just going to keep trying to remember the pattern of what it's actually looking at.
Okay.
But I think what you would want in a case like that is with that type of camera, you actually can use other filters that look for, you know, guns and different things like that.
So more like traditional object recognition type stuff.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So we can change the settings with every camera that we have.
Yes, you can put whatever filters on the camera you want to put on there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And can we do more than one?
Yes.
Okay.
and one unique feature that we have, and in the case of some of the recent history things, like at the Pulse nightclub, you know, that guy had been coming into the club and causing problems. So with our software, you can point and click on him and create a memory of his behavior, and then you can instantiate that.
Like, oh, he's acting really weird today. Then it sends an alert.
Well, so what I'm trying to describe here is that, so if you got a known troublemaker and you have them on camera, you can actually point and click on that person, and our software will build a memory of that person. So if they come back again, you can get an alert.
Okay.
So if they're a little weird today, they haven't caused a problem, but they're a little weird today, you can have the system remember that person.
Yes.
So if they come in and they're acting a little weird again,
yes,
we can keep track of that. And eventually, if they come in and we're not paying attention, it can say,
And that works really good with the trespassing. So like if somebody's a known trespasser, you can get an alert.
That would be great for like apartment and condo complexes for that.
Yes.
Because that's obviously difficult to track unless you're a gated community.
Right.
Okay. So where did this idea come from for you? Why did you decide that this is the thing you needed to tackle?
Yes. So I'm an engineer, so I've always been interested in technology and developed technology my whole career. So I was in an accelerator program a couple years ago, and we were trying to we decided to do the video because we know we could eventually implement it in robots in the future. And at that time, there wasn't an abundance of robots. And so during my interviews with the potential customers, they suggested that we go down this route with the video surveillance, and because that's where there's a nice-sized market path.
Nice. And what are your plans for here at Collision?
Yes, so we're exhibiting tomorrow, and if anybody wants to come by and actually kind of see a demonstration, we'd be glad to. My partner, Dr. Stephen Thaler, he's the guy that actually invented this automated artificial intelligence.
Okay.
So that's what unique about us. Our software uses AI to train the new artificial neural network. So it was the most powerful technology I ran across my whole 27 years working for the government.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Coming from an engineer.
Yeah. It takes a lot to get engineers' attention, but I saw pretty early on when you can automate this process of machine learning.
Sure.
It's really an amazing thing. And, you know, so on our little demonstration box, we're running and training neural networks that have millions of neurons and billions of connection weights.
Okay.
And so that's unimaginable. Nobody, I'm not aware of anybody else that has that capability.
Certainly not in a Nook.
Yeah.
But probably not the thing that Intel was thinking about when they
No. When I work for the government, I actually sponsor a lot of research projects where I experimented with GPUs. I experimented with a lot of different architectures.
Okay.
And so, the reason why I was doing that was because I kind of wanted to get it inside the weapons and inside the robots and inside the small UAVs. But the technology all the time worked fine on a PC.
Okay.
Now PCs are, they fit in your hand, or even credit card size PCs now. So that's kind of how things have changed.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Very cool. Well, if somebody is interested in finding out more about your platform and following your corporate journey, how can they do that?
Yes, we're at cognitivebds.com, or you can do at cognitivebds. Yes.
Very cool.
That's amazing, man. Thank you very
much
for coming
by. Thank you, guys.
I
really appreciate the invite.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
And hopefully Collision will be a success for you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you. Okay.